Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I had to be with you another Saturday morning. I want to thank God today for letting me live, to let me be able to serve Him and to love Him. I tell you, I want to thank Him for saving my soul and giving me eternal life. The best thing that could ever happened to me when I got saved, and everybody's been saved. That's the best thing that can happen to anyone today. Is when Jesus Christ gets alive inside you, when He forgives you of your sins, cleanses you, washes you in His own blood, puts the third part of the Godhead to live inside you while you're here on earth. He said, I won't leave you comfortless nor alone, but I'll be with you even to the end of the world. He said that when I go away, my Father will send back the Comforter that will be with you even to the end of the world. And I tell you, will guide you through all truth. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things, that will convict you of your sins and the way that you live. I'm thankful today that I've been able to experience this. The Lord let me experience the wonderful salvation that He has. It's not that I'm worthy, never was worthy, never will be worthy. I'll tell you, but I'm only made worthy today by His blood. It's what He did. And when God looks on the blood of Jesus, then I am justified because I have the blood applied to the doorpost of my heart. When he died at Calvary, shed His blood, He died for sinners. And that blood, I tell you, is the atoning agent. It's the one where it's pure and holy. A man that knew no sin became sin for you and I, that we would be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I'm thankful that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm glad today that He forgave me my sins. He washed me clean. I know He did. I experienced it. I knew it when I called on the name of Jesus. When I repented of my sins, when I confessed my sins to God, I felt Him come into my heart. I felt Him wash it away. He took away the condemnation. He took away the grief and everything. But then He put in me a peace and joy and a contentment. He put the Holy Spirit inside me to comfort me. And I've been comforted ever since. He's been with me. He's never forsook me. Even when I left Him and when I didn't do the things I should do, thank God He didn't forsake me. He loved me. He cared for me and guided me right back into His will. And that's what I want to do. I got out of God's will when I was young. I was a young boy when I got saved, and I couldn't get to the house of God. But I ran from the Lord. Even when I got older, when people would talk about church and things, but I was saved, and I knew I was saved. I knew I had the Spirit of living God in me. But I'm thankful the Lord just dealt with me tenderly. He deals with us according to the knowledge that we have. And I'm so glad that I got back into the will of God and got back to the church. And I tell you, He just blessed me and put His Spirit and power, I tell you, just on me. I'm nothing, and I'm not, it's not a boast. I tell you, I need that. I want that. I want His hand on me to preach the gospel. I want to help you today. I want to help everybody I can and everybody I come in contact with. I know what happened to me. I know what it did for me. And I want you to know about Him today. I want you to know what He'll do for you if you'll trust in Him. Believe in Him with all your heart. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. You must believe in heart. With the heart, you got to believe. You got to trust in the Lord Jesus with all your heart. Confess your sin. Be willing to give it up. Be willing to turn from it. Be willing to forsake your life and everything. I'll tell you, and just put God first and He'll save you and make you a brand new creature in Christ. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things become new to you when you get saved. When you get saved, you know it. You know something's happened to you. And I tell you, He puts a love in you. He puts a love in you to love others, to love your brethren, your sisters in the Lord, and love the sinner. I tell you, He puts a love in you to love everybody with. And I tell you, that's one of the characteristics of being saved. I mean, a true love for people. God is love, and He puts His love inside those that are saved. And we're to love everyone. We're to love God. The Bible said we know we love God when we keep His commandments, when we live and do the things that God wants us to do, the things that are pleasing in the sight of God. That shows our love when we live for Him and to put Him first. And know that you want to. It's not a grievous thing. His commandments are not grievous. His ways are not grievous. Living for God is not grievous. I tell you, it's wonderful. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Peter talked about that in 1 Peter chapter 1. I tell you, it's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. In this life, we're going to have disappointments in this life as a Christian. If you live godly, you're going to suffer persecution. You're going to have a grief that may come in the ways of things where you may suffer for the cause of Christ. But I tell you, there's joy in the soul. There's peace inside your soul. And there's a contentment. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Though that walk after the Spirit and don't walk after the flesh. When our heart don't condemn us. Our heart is clean before God. When you're confessing your sin daily and looking at yourself and correcting error of your ways and cleansing yourself every day. The Bible said your heart's not going to condemn you. When you come to God to pray, when you come to make your petitions before God, you know He hears you. You're not coming and saying, you know He hears you because you're something or you're puffed up. You know, you are thinking that you're some kind of holy one. But no, we come to Him because we love Him and we're humble. And then when your heart is right, then you have that peace with God. You know that He's hearing you when you pray. You know you have the petitions that you ask because I tell you, His presence surrounds you. He talks to you. His Spirit comforts you. And you know He's alive. You know He's real. You know He's there. And He's hearing your prayers when you pray. And that's what He wants us to be. He wants us to have that faith and to come to Him. He said, "He that cometh to God must believe that He is and reward of them that diligently seek Him." We must come to Him by faith. We got saved by faith. This by grace are we saved through faith, and not a works lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God, and we're to live by faith. The Bible said the just shall live by faith, and we're to believe God every day, and we're to trust in God every day, knowing that He's in control and He's in charge of every situation. And when we come to Him, we know that He hears us. You need to have that relationship with God where you put God first in your life. If you're a Christian and you're really saved and born again, you need to put God first in your life. You need to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets you and run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And when you put Him first, then you're going to have that communion, that sweet communion and that fellowship that you need. And I tell you, that joy will be unspeakable. I tell you, that peace will be wonderful. The Bible said, thou shalt keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. When your mind is stayed on the Lord, I tell you, there's a perfect peace. There's a wonderful peace that He gives us, whether they're saved. We have that fellowship, and thank God for that today. I'm looking forward to seeing Him one day face to face, but right now I know He's real. I know He's alive, and I tell you, I spend time with the Lord. I want to spend more time with the Lord, and I want Him to speak to me. I love His voice. I love when He speaks to me, whether it's through rebuke or encouragement, whatever. I want to hear from the Lord. I want Him to speak, and that's why you ought to be. Have open ears. Have an open heart and have your eyes open and listen and want God to speak, and He will speak to you. He will encourage you. He will deal with you. He will correct you if you'll just let Him and let God have His way with you. I'll tell you, He'll bless you in abundance, and you'll be able to help many, many people win them to the Lord. That's what it's all about. Folks getting saved, people getting saved, and we got to get them in the presence of God. And when we do, He'll save their soul because of faith. He'll save them. They got to believe. And when they believe, He'll put that desire in them to pray. If you pray over them, I tell you, He'll put a desire in them. He'll get their attention. And I tell you, they'll come running. The Holy Spirit will draw them. The love of God will draw them. The Bible said, and will save them. But we got to give them the presence of God. And if you're not saved, you just got to come to Him. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to confess your sins to God. Be willing to forsake it all. Turn it all over to Him. And knowing that you don't have anything anyway, the life you live of a sinner just leaves you empty and void. You're empty and you're void and you're miserable. You're blind. You can't see afar off. I'm talking spiritually. You can't see. I tell you, you don't know what life's about until you get saved. When you come to Him, He'll give you eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And I tell you, you'll have that fellowship like the Bible tells us in 1 John, he talks about the fellowship. He talks about it through the precious word of God. I'll tell you, I love it. But today in the chapter 1 of 1 Peter, I want to read to you today and comment as the Lord lets us preach today. The Bible said in verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, a lamb that had no spot or blemish, perfect and precious and holy. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, man that knew no sin became sin. He came down from the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny, to come down and die for sinners such as you and me. And I tell you, he's a holy God, and God in man. The Bible tells us that born of a virgin, made under the law, that he may redeem them that were under the law. It took the blood of Christ to cleanse us from our sin, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Foreordained before the foundation of the world. God already knows everything, foresees everything, and he knows and he knew what was going to happen. But he gives man a chance to rise up, to do what he's told and obey God. And when you love God, you want to obey him. You want to be obedient unto him. You don't want to be disobedient like in time past before you were saved. If you're saved, brother or sister, we want to be obedient to our Heavenly Father. And when you do, what a joy it is. I tell you, that's the desire you have when you've really been saved. The Bible said, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. I tell you, he that have this hope in him in himself purifies himself even as he is pure. We have the blessed hope. We know when we're saved that we're going to heaven. We got this hope. It's not a hope that I hope I'm going to heaven or I hope that I'm saved. We know we're saved. We know we're going to heaven. It's a blessed hope. I mean, it's precious and pure, and we know it. And the Bible said, he that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, he is pure. When you get born again, you got this hope inside you. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and unfinished love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Seeing you purified your soul. I tell you, when you believe the gospel and you believe the truth, the Lord Jesus is truth. He tells us that he is truth. In the last, the Bible said in 1 John there in the last chapter, you go and read it. He talked about that. He is truth. He's eternal life. He's everything. And I tell you, when you get saved, when you believe on the Lord Jesus, I tell you, you purified your soul. You've been made pure by the blood of the Lamb. And I tell you, you've been sanctified and you've been redeemed by his blood. And the Bible said that you'll never ever have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell because you've been made pure by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible said by one offering he's perfected forever them that are sanctified. Book of Hebrews tells us that. And we, by one offering, the Lord Jesus, said, the body thou hast prepared me that he may go and he would die for sinners and take their place. And he sanctifies us. But by his death, burial, and his resurrection, his blood covered us. And through Jesus Christ, that's why I'm whole today. That's why I've been made worthy to go to heaven, because of my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven. It won't be by your good works. It won't be by what you do and what you give. You cannot get to heaven by good works. It's by what he did at Calvary. You got to trust in that, believe in that with all your heart. When you do, you'll get saved. The Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all the flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. Our life is like a vapor. It's here today, be gone tomorrow. My prayer to God is today, my friend, if you're not saved, you come to know him real soon, for it's everlasting too late. Call on him, repent, ask him to forgive you. Confess your sins to him, pour it out, be willing to give it all up. But my time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.